Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. And the last song was Just For Loving You, I Pay the Price by Cindy Lee off of What's Tonight to Eternity. What's Tonight to Eternity? Got a little bit caught up in the lyricism of speaking that. Before that, Darkness by Sweet Trip off of You Will Never Know Why. And then the first of the hour was Horseshoe by Hooky and Winter, collaborative album titled Water Season. Mostly looking for songs that I feel fit, at least the entrance into deep winter. Cindy Lee, particularly that What's Tonight to Eternity, is one that has that feeling for me. And likewise, You Will Never Know Why by Sweet Trip, despite being like kind of very poppy and rather upbeat in many ways, I associate it with walking through a blizzard from the place I was living at near the intersection of Red River Road and High Street on in Thunder Bay, walking from around there to the Pizza further up Red River Road in a blizzard. I'd finished an exam I was taking during my master's, and it was quite late, very late. I'd done the exam at home, and I think it was like a full day exam or something insane like that. So I was pretty excited to brave the blizzard, listening to You Will Never Know Why, and going out to pick up a calzone, or no, panzerotti is what they label them as on the menu. And I think I sat in the fluorescent lit pizza and ate it. But I don't know. It was during COVID, so maybe I brought it back to my apartment. Anyway, that is a fond memory of mine, and that is what I associate You Will Never Know Why with. Coming up next is going to be a song by The Medic.
Thank you.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Trying not to sound like I have a stuffy nose and dry mouth. That's hard. But the last song was Mori no Fushigi by Yamemo off of their self-titled album. And then before that, Submarine Lover by Matcha off of See It Another Way. And the first of the three is It's Always There by The Medic, M-E-T-I-C is how you spell that, off of their self-titled album. I always stress over the fact that I don't know really how to say that name without just pronouncing it like the word medic with a D. And I was kind of wondering, because that's a band from like early 2000s, that album released in 2001, if I wanted to actually find that, my best bet would be finding like a live recording of them where they might say their name on stage. Maybe it would be in like old promotional material, or tracking down one of the members and asking them personally how to pronounce the name of their band that they played in almost 25 years ago, a quarter century ago. But it does really bother me. I feel like eventually I might run out of songs after that album to play, and it'll just fade out of my musical rotation. But it's still going to bug me for a while. But hey, what can you do? This is ostensibly a New Year's episode. In fact, on CFRC, this should be airing New Year's Eve, which is pretty cool. But close enough for everybody else, those in Thunder Bay and Montreal, where this will air on the Monday instead. But yeah, I've got some more New Year's-y stuff coming up in like the next block, moving away just from like the winter sounds. Like this Bells on the Matcha track, I like that a lot. That felt like winter to me, ironically. Anyway, next up will be Del Hoya.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support. Thank you.
listeners to CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Last song was Plastic Bag by Yalele off of YY. Before that, In Transit by Candict off of History As It Is Happening. Third last song, The World in Perforated Lines by Don Caballero off of their album What Burns Never Returns. And then the first of those four songs was Three by Del Hoya off of their self-titled album. I don't know if there are any other releases of Del Hoya's floating around out there. I believe all of the tracks on their self-titled are simultaneously nameless and instrumental. Nameless, where they're just named after what place they are on the album. But it's quite a nice one. I mean, it's nothing that really stuck with me as like a whole one, but every time I kind of go to look at it and check out one of the songs, you know, I got a space to fill on a playlist. I'm always quite impressed by them. Like, they're quite varied and dynamic, and yeah, it's cool. It's a band out of Kelowna that I came across because someone posted about them online, posted a rip of the album to YouTube, and the same goes for The Medic. And I think both of these were Kelowna bands, although Del Hoya is from 96, whereas The Medic release is from 2001, so that's still relatively the same era. Although the sounds are, they're similar enough, but pretty different. Anyway, now comes New Year's stuff. Brief mention at the beginning of this song. This is Fencing.
'Cause I'm the king.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was I Am the King by Duster off of their album, well, a recording of a live session they did on a radio station, I can't remember. Anyway, it's called On the Air. Before that, Taka no Yama by Computer Dating off of their EP, I guess, of A New Look at Life on Earth. You sounded very Duster-esque at that time. And then before that, first of those three songs was Friendship by Fencing off of Fencing Wikipedia. And, yeah, so the two New Year's tracks in there. Just New Year's because they mention New Year's in them. That's as close as I get here. I did think about including quite a while ago, I didn't really seriously consider it today, but consider playing something off of the Dismemberment Plan's Ice of Boston EP. I really like that EP, but maybe it's a little bit too peppy for me tonight. I felt like I was sedating myself with that last song. I love that song, by the way. I don't know if it's actually officially titled I Am the King. I mean, it's a recording of just a live session they did. I don't know if it was done officially or not, but it appears elsewhere on like a sort of like rarities compilation called Experimental Dust that I think was released by one of the Duster members on a forum run by one of them known as Stereo Bird. And that song appears as the very final song in that that compilation, I guess, just as untitled. But anyway, Happy New Year, or well, hope you have a good New Year's Eve to anyone that's listening to this. Thanks for listening. If you missed anything, go to cjlo.com/shows/past-tense. And, yeah, hope you had a good Christmas as well, since that's what the last episode was about. And there's going to be one more song, a song also off of Duster's radio recording rendition of the song Gold Dust. Good night.
Mass Effect. What?
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.